It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. At midnight today, Iowa's Medicaid system transitioned into the hands of three for-profit corporations. Governor Terry Branstad says the move will contain costs, but critics say privatization leaves many patients without services. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
Today is shower day for Carson McDonough in Cedar Rapids. Because the 7-year-old breathes through a tracheal tube, the process is sort of tricky. While Carson's mom, Brandy, does the bathing, Carson's dad, Chris, explains.
So while he's in the shower, he's actually off the ventilator because you don't want to get a ventilator wet when it costs $20,000. So he's currently breathing on his own.
Carson was born with a type of muscular dystrophy called nemaline myopathy. It causes such severe muscle weakness that Carson can't even clear his own throat. Those buzzing and suction sounds are coming from a device that sucks up the phlegm from Carson's trachea, which he needs done roughly once a minute during the shower.
Hang in there, buddy. A couple more minutes, all right?
Thanks to Medicaid, the McDonoughs ideally have two nurses come into their home every day. This allows Chris and Brandy to work full-time. But under privatization, the McDonoughs say they can't count on that level of care. I'll get back to the McDonoughs in a minute, but let me explain why the state is privatizing Medicaid. Governor Branstad says Medicaid costs are eating up the state's budget. Private healthcare companies claim they can do a better job coordinating patient care, which saves money. Kim Foltz heads United Healthcare's Iowa plan. That's one of the three companies now managing Medicaid. Foltz says someone in her family was a Medicaid recipient back when it was run by the state, so she saw firsthand how that model just doesn't work.
If I could turn back the clock and deliver those services to my family member that we're going to provide to Iowa Medicaid members, I would be thrilled. The coordination of care, the access, the commitment to that person-centered care, which I can attest that my family member struggled with.
Critics of privatization say companies like United Healthcare don't so much manage care, but rather find ways to deny it. This may be a flat-out refusal or a systematic squeezing out of providers. And the McDonoughs say that's what happened to their old nursing provider, CarePro. Here's CarePro CEO Michelle Jensen.
Normally, Medicaid will pay us, for example, $40 an hour for that nurse to be in the home. And we are only able to bill hours the nurses in the home. And then at the end of the year, they allow us to do a cost report.
Jensen says the cost report takes into consideration all additional expenses like training, payroll, rent. And if the report finds that it actually costs CarePro, say, $42 an hour to provide in-home nursing, Medicaid makes up the difference.
Our understanding is the MCOs would not honor doing a cost report. So right from the beginning, we know we would lose money if we continue to provide that business.
The McDonoughs say they eventually found a replacement for CarePro, but this company has fewer nurses. So if one of Carson's main nurses gets injured or resigns, the McDonoughs say Brandy will have to quit her job, and that loss of income would mean they wouldn't be able to pay their mortgage.
We're just waiting for the next bomb to drop. I mean, we are as lean as we can be to make this even work.
I should point out that the managed care companies say they want there to be lots of Medicaid providers seeing patients since healthy people cost less money. Amy McCoy of the Iowa Department of Human Services adds, it's not in Iowa's best interest to support businesses that aren't feasible under a managed care model where the focus is on health outcomes.
There are always going to be unique situations that just don't fit the box of a new program or a new service delivery method. And we had those every day, even with the fee-for-service program that was currently in place.
Other states that have privatized their Medicaid systems have produced varying results. Experts say ultimately it comes down to the quality of oversight. So far, Iowa's House and Senate can't agree on what that should look like. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.